Now I'm going to give you this edition's quiz question to test your little grey cells. And again, we're in the area of general knowledge. We want to know, at which battle was Richard III killed? At which battle was Richard III killed? And we'll give you the correct answer next week. And now for another item of information. Firstly, charity reactions to major changes in PIP benefit. The Department for Work and Pensions this week published major proposals to change parts of personal independence payment, known as PIP, a benefit for working age people to help cover the extra costs of living with a disability or health condition. The proposals include changes to eligibility criteria, assessment processes, and support that is offered. There will now be a 12-week consultation period on the proposals that anyone can feed into. The proposals can be accessed in full on the gov.uk website, together with the necessary response form. The RNIB charity commented, "The overall aim is to cut the welfare bill, and the proposals have understandably caused worry among many blind and partially sighted people. It's important to remember that the proposals to reform PIP are just plans at the moment, so there won't be any immediate changes, and the consultation is your chance to tell the government what you think. We know that key areas of PIP need improving, and we will use this opportunity to tell the department what blind and partially sighted people want to see changed." Here are the charity's immediate comments on the proposals. Changing the PIP eligibility criteria. The consultation explores whether there should be changes to the PIP eligibility criteria, including whether changes should be made to activities, descriptors, and points. It also suggests increasing the length of the qualifying period, which is currently 3 months. The charity's initial thoughts are, "We strongly oppose any tightening of the criteria to qualify for PIP for people with sight loss, including extending the length of time a person needs to wait to access PIP after sight loss. There are already considerable delays in accessing PIP, a benefit many blind and partially sighted people rely on. People need quicker access to PIP, not slower. We know many blind and partially sighted people applying for PIP feel that their sight loss and its impact have not been taken seriously. For example, due to a lack of awareness of sight loss amongst assessors and informal observations like the claimant made good eye contact during the assessment being used to make assumptions about a person's abilities. In our consultation response, we will be pushing for the PIP eligibility criteria, including descriptors and activities, to better match the daily lives of people with sight loss." Now I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for the rest of the local news items.